Basil McRae of the Ulster Unionist Party. Not good then, Basil?
No, not really good, Stephen, to be honest. I think part of it reflects the difficult times that we're in, and it also, I think, shows a certain frustration about the lack of progress.
Yeah, but difficult times that we're in, for goodness sake, that's exactly when people should be wanting to lean on their politicians, trust in them, thinking they can deliver for me.
Well, the key thing, I think, is for people to be more engaged in the challenges that are facing politicians. What I do think happens from time to time is that people expect their politicians to get on with it, basically get back to us when you've finished. And of course, if they don't get finished, if they don't deliver any particular results, then the people start to look, well, what are you doing up there? I think there's a general malaise going on that people do not necessarily understand the complexities about why things take so long. Maybe they shouldn't take so long, but you know, there are procedural issues that get in the way sometimes. And I think we are going to have to look at a reform of the way that we do business in Stormont in the longer term.
Conor Murphy, approval rating of minus 40?
Yes, I think it does reflect, I agree with Basil, it does reflect the difficult economic times we're living in and that people are frustrated, and I'm not surprised there's a degree of cynicism about all institutions.
But does it reflect anything about you lot that you would consider failure?
I don't doubt that people can perform better, and there are things that have taken the executive and the assembly longer to deal with than should be the case, and I think we all always need a reminder that people need to see progress and that we have a job, a responsibility to deliver. But there is a cynicism about, there are matters which are beyond the control of governments who have sovereign economic power, never mind devolved administrations such as ours, that are affecting countries that there's very little they can do about other than try and offset the damage.
But
the executive have been trying to do. But I'm not surprised that people are a bit frustrated. There are bleak economic times, there's very little prospect on the horizon of a turn for the better. And I think people are reflecting that. But I do think that the executive and the assembly need to continue to deliver and to continue to lead by example. And that does mean looking at their own efficiencies.
You say continue to deliver, but are you not delivering enough at all in terms of the amount of legislation that you're pushing through?
Well,
the real change that people in Northern Ireland can feel. You know, one of the other stories, and I don't want to draw you into it, it wouldn't be fair to you, but one of the other stories that we're contacting today, that we're doing today, covering today on the programme, a suicide group hasn't met for 18 months.
Yeah.
18 months.
Well, I do think that there is a need for legislation. But, I mean, you could rush to legislation that is not necessary or not good. The reality is that the executive is old. The new executive is only a year old. All legislative programmes fail with the last executive. It takes about 18 months.
It's the same as the last executive. Now, come on, don't be pulling that one.
Well, if you understand that the parliamentary procedures up there, if legislation isn't passed by the end of a mandate, it falls. You have to start from scratch again. People were in the first 6 months looking for legislation. It can't be developed that quickly, and it has to be brought through. And I don't doubt that you'll see legislation coming through. Now, I think the worst thing we could have is a rush to legislation. You end up making bad.
No shared future document. No consensus on education.
Well,
you know, when you blame the economic times, you know, when someone like me says, Conor, no shared future document. It's just not there. Hasn't been delivered again.
Well,
still parents up in arms about education in Northern Ireland.
And I say to you that I think there are things that the executive and the assembly haven't managed to agree, and I think the pressure should be kept on to agree those things. And that is frustrating for those of us involved in trying to get agreement, as well as for those who are affected by a lack of agreement. So there is no doubt the executive and the assembly can do better. It always can do better. And as I say, we are in times where there would be an increased amount of cynicism about things because of the bleak outlook on the future, young people leaving our country, and very little prospect of a economic upturn on the horizon. So I don't doubt that, but I also agree, and I'm not trying to say that this isn't the case, that the Assembly and the Executive can do better and should do better, and can do better in terms of communicating with people, explaining the issues that they're dealing with. The Executive have, put their minds to it in the last term and in this term, trying to offset £4 billion worth of cuts that the Tory government imposed at a stroke of a pen on us, trying to work through that, trying to find other means of revenue, trying to offset the worst impacts on welfare reform that the Tories are pushing through. There is work going on there. Perhaps it just doesn't make the headlines all the time, but there certainly is work going on there. And there are people across all of the parties who are working together, trying to undo the damage that has been done from Westminster, and to try and make the best fist of the limited budget that we have.
What's the issue with this, the Sinn Féin announcing yesterday it's ending double job, and what's that about? First Minister Martin McGuinness stepping down as an MP?
Well, it's about delivering on a promise that we, I think, among all of the other parties made in the last number of years, that we would phase out the idea of people having two jobs.
But you're quitting the Assembly.
Yes, we already did that in relation to people who are councillors and MLAs. We phased that out, and now we're moving on to the issue of those who are MPs.
Why is the Northern Ireland Assembly, not the most important thing to you?
Well, it is an important thing to me.
The most important.
By someone there who will carry on the work that I've been doing.
Why is it not your priority, Conor?
Well, here's the reality, Stephen, and I don't doubt you'd be asking me a different set of questions if Sinn Féin had caused five by-elections. Because the reality is you can't co-opt out of Westminster. You have to resign and force a by-election. That costs public money, costs the public purse, as well as all of the parties who have to fight the by-election have to pay for that as well. So I don't doubt we would be having a different conversation if we were causing five by-elections. And the party looked at that, and no doubt that both myself and Michelle and Pat Doherty and Paul Maskey are playing important roles in the Assembly, and it's with some degree of reluctance that we go from it. But when we were phasing out double-jobbing, we can't co-opt into Westminster, and therefore the only option really for four of us, Martin is in a different position given his leadership role in the Assembly, The only option for us was to co-opt into the Assembly and to continue on with our role as MPs.
Well, you know, continue as your role as MPs, where you don't take a seat, where you do take the seat in the Assembly, Conor, you're walking away.
In the role as an MP, and I think you can see that clearly from those who go to Westminster, who disappear into that political system. There's much more to be done as an MP than sitting in the House of Commons chamber. Most times when it deals with issues from the North in an empty chamber and voting as a very, very tiny block in relation to issues which affect the British public, we have quite a challenging role in terms of building our party right across this island, in terms of the political projects that we want to engage in terms of our constituency projects that we're engaged in. I don't doubt our time will be well filled with MPs. And by the way, we were elected on a democratic mandate not to take our seat in Westminster, and to do so would be to deny the mandate that has been given to us by the people.
Colm Eastwood from the SDLP, what's your take on this poor rating?
Well, what some of your callers have pointed to there is a fact that we do have stability, and I think that's very, very good. But what the Belfast Telegraph poll has shown is that people now want more. People aren't just satisfied with stability, they want delivery. And I think that's a good thing for politics, and I hope people will engage at the next election around that, and people will be demanding much, much more from all of us at Stormont. And I think things are much better than they were. Things are better than direct rule, but it's clearly not good enough. We clearly aren't doing enough. You know, we haven't delivered on many of the issues that the people want us to deliver on. Okay. And I think that's an indictment on us. But I think it's an opportunity for all politicians to now realise that the public will not accept non-delivery.
Okay, Colm, thank you very much indeed. Morning to you.